This is Mary Ingleby interviewing Amalia Tavares on 14th of March 2013.
Right.
Okay? Uh-huh. So I just wanted to start, Amalia, by asking you a bit about your family, your parents and your grandparents, and where they were Gibraltarians, where their families came from, all that.
Well, my dad, you know, was born in Gibraltar, but I think his grandparents came from Portugal, were Portuguese, and my mom came from Ronda, Spain, and her family were from Spain, and mom had two brothers, and dad had eight brothers and sisters.
So you were born in Gibraltar?
I was born in Gibraltar, but my first year I lived in Spain, in La Línea, because that's where my parents, when they got married, that's where they had their house. And then during the war, we went to Casablanca. When it started, we went to Casablanca, and then we were brought back to Gibraltar, and I think we were about a couple of months in La Línea again, when we were told that we had to come to England. Well, we were supposed to go to Jamaica, but then from what I've heard from my parents, from my mum and other people, that they had a rough time, and then they decided to, when they stopped in England, they decided to stay in England, and they wouldn't go to Jamaica or anywhere else, because they had, I think by the time they arrived in England, they had no bread, nothing to eat, and you know, so they decided to stay in England, and whatever happened, you know.
Thank you, that's great. Hang on, just checking that we're all okay. Right, now I can leave that now. Oh, that's right, that's really interesting. So just tell me, where in the family were you born? Which number were you, if you like? Were you brothers and sisters?
Well, I'm the eldest.
You're the first child?
Yes. Yes,
right,
I'm
okay.
The eldest. Mm-hmm. And my brother was born here in Lambeth, in England.
So when the family were evacuated to, was Casablanca?
Yes.
Casablanca. Who went?
Well, only my mum, myself, with some auntie and my grandma and all that.
So your father stayed behind?
My father stayed in Gibraltar, yes.
And what was he doing? What was his job?
Well, he was a labourer, you know, and I don't know whether you call it, you know, he just stayed there in Gibraltar to, you know, if there was any fire or anything like that, you know, just. But he wasn't in the army or anything like that.
Yeah, I was interested in that. It just occurred to me, really, that I wondered if any of the Gibraltarian men were forced or asked or whatever to enlist in the British army.
I suppose that some they were, you know, but I know that some of them weren't in the army and they were doing things for the British army, you know, but my dad wasn't in the army. But he did say to, like, well, they call it here in England when they had, like, a
National
fire
service.
Watch. No.
Oh, fire watch. Yeah, I know what you mean, a warden, an air warden,
yes,
or something.
You know, something,
yes,
like that, mm-hmm, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to wear
an armband
with,
yes,
some words and letters on there.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah, it's kind of fire watching.
Yeah, like fire watching and things like that, you know.
Yeah, yes.
You know.
Yes, right, I understand. So, then you came, so you obviously weren't in Casablanca for very long.
No, only
came
a
back,
couple of months.
Yes. So do you have, I'm just going to talk about you to begin with, and then we'll talk about probably what your mother told you,
yeah,
and your family told you, etc. But so you personally, I mean, how long were you in England for?
Well, according to what, you know, I think we were about 4 years.
4 years.
4 or 5 years, like something like that.
And do you have any memory of it?
Well, to tell you the truth, just things that, the only thing I can remember is I was in the nursery, and I used to come up the stairs because at the hotel we were on the 7th floor, and I used to come up and with my arm underneath my dress, like that. And my mum used to say to me, "What have you got there? What have you got there?" And I wouldn't say a word. But as soon as I got into the room, I would bring my hand out and I would have just a very tiny little bit of plasticine with me. You know? And, you know, that's the only thing. And the other thing I can remember, which I do remember that, and I still got a phobia about that, was apparently these older girls put me into a cupboard and closed the door. You know, and I cried and cried and cried. And my mum said that that about 3 hours they were looking for me, and she kept on asking these girls, and this girl kept on saying that they didn't know. And but then my mum decided to open this door, and there I was, nearly fainted, all wet and everything, you know.
Poor little thing. So you were only about two or something?
I think, yeah, about two. Mm. And I still now, I'm 74, and if I'm in a close place, you know, dark, I can't stand it.
Yeah, it's since then, no?
No, but it's I can understand that, yeah, yeah. So what do you, your family, and what did your mother then tell you about this time?
What about these meetings?
What it was like for her? Did she talk about it? What was
well,
like?
My mum, yes, she was very frightened. You know, she was praying all the time. The other thing I can remember was that I had a temperature. I was ill. I had a temperature. I think I was about three at that time. And I had a my brother had been born already. He was born. So I must have been about three or four, because I'm 2 years older than my brother. And I was very ill. Well, I had a temperature. And my mum was looking at this, which I remember was a very tall window, just about that high, you know, from there to there, a high window. And she was looking outside and praying, you know, how am I going to take this child downstairs to the shelter? And suddenly I got up. And my mum said, "What's wrong, Amalia? What's happening?" And she said, and I said to her, "There's a man next to you." And my mum was on her own, and with me and my brother in the cot. And my mum said, "A man?" I said, "Yes, there's a man next to you." So my mum said, "Did he say anything?" And I said, "Yes, he told me not to worry, that they won't be coming tonight." So Mum said, "And how did he look?" So I described him the how this man looked. And Mum said that it was her father. Anyway, Mum went and told my grandmother, which was next door, and told my grandmother about it, and my uncle and the people that were there. And they stayed all night waiting, and they didn't come that day. And later on, I read about it, that apparently that day, it was Hitler's birthday. And they decided not to bomb England, London, on that day.
That's an extraordinary story, isn't it?
So,
you know. And your mother believed you as well.
Oh, my mum, yes, because my mum is a was a great believer of things like that, you know.
Has anything like that happened to you since? Do you think?
Oh yes, yes.
Really? Are you a bit psychic? Do you think?
Well, I think I am, because I remember when I was older, I was going up the stairs. We used to live in Licious Lane, and I was going up. I've just been to the cinema, and I was going home, going up these stairs up to the room, and there's a locked corridor like that, and there's a door there, and I saw this man standing at the door with a hat and all that, and I run really fast, and I knocked at my mum's door. Mum wasn't there, Dad wasn't there either, there was no one in the house. My next door came out and he said, "What's wrong, Amalia?" I said, "I've just seen a man down there." And I said, "Mummy's not there." And she said, "No, Mum has gone over to spend your uncle has died." well, my mum's uncle, and it was my uncle Antonio, which is, was very good. And he always told me stories.
Oh. Gosh, it is funny, isn't it? Because I don't think when you were the first time, when you were in London, you know, sometimes children are so clear about what they, you know, they're not telling a lie. You know, they're very clear about what they see and they say it very clearly. It's interesting.
Well, yes, I've had a couple of that, you know, but I just don't.
That's really interesting. And so when, I mean, we talked a lot with Pilar about how extraordinary it was for these women to come from Gibraltar to Kensington High Street in the middle of the Blitz. And what, I mean, apart from the fact that they were in the middle of the war and they had to look after their children and they had to work. I mean, do you think, did your mother work?
No, my mum never worked, no. My auntie and my uncle, I think, had a little job because my younger uncle, Eduardo, was only 16 and he used to fight, you know, he used to join the boxing team and they used to call him nigger.
But why? Because...
Oh, because he was very dark, very dark skin, you know. And they used to call him, you know, he used to box a lot. He used to love it. And we had some photograph back home of him, you know, with the boxing gloves and everything.
Where do you think he was doing this in London? Cause
when we were in Kensington.
So it was somewhere...
Somewhere
near,
around there, I don't know.
West London
somewhere.
Yeah. How interesting.
You know, and my uncle, my other uncle, Manolo, he joined the group. There was a group, you know, like that they used to do shows and things like that for the people of Gibraltar. And he used to play the mandolin.
So there was a lot of, there was sort of, in a way, the Gibraltarians brought their culture with them.
Oh, yes, yes. You know, they used to do play, you know, I've got somewhere around there, or there down at the bottom. We got a photograph of the people of Gibraltar during the war, of all the activities and things that they... You see? That's this old photograph.